White, May. White, Ella. White, Mabel. Nashville, Tennessee, January 1st, 1902. My dear daughter May Lacey White, and all your little flock, and my Ella White, and Mabel White. I greet you with a happy new year for you all, and also May Jones, whom we have remembered in our prayers, that the blessing of the Lord should rest upon you, May Jones. We have a great desire that the blessing of the dear Savior may come to May Jones this year 1902. I wish you, May Jones, a happy new year. We have remembered you all in our prayers, and I have believed that the precious Savior would shield and protect you all. The Lord Jesus will be a father to you all. His loving kindness faileth not. While we have had sorrow with thinking of the inconvenience to which you have been subjected, we have believed the Lord would be with you. I opened the Scriptures for an appropriate promise to you, and this my eye rested upon immediately. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. Zechariah 10, verse 12. We have believed, while the husband and father was absent, the Lord would be unto you all a present help in every time of need. Praise His holy name. The good hand of the Lord has been over you in protection and love, and your lives have been precious in His sight. He has been to you a sun and a shield. He loves you and has cared for you. My dear sister and daughter, I have not forgotten you in your trials, and then we consider that you have all been bearing your testimony for the Master, that you have put your trust in Him who is strong to save and mighty to deliver you. And you have in your affliction adorned the doctrine of God our Savior in practice and hopefulness. The Lord sometimes permits us to be placed in most trying circumstances, that we may seek Him and bear a testimony for His truth. Christ Jesus is your guide and counselor. Have you not proved Him? He is the rock that is higher than we. He is a sun and shield. It is by His might that we conquer, and by His righteousness that we are saved. It is by His Spirit that we are sanctified. I have had my trials on this journey. At times I have feared that I might not live. But when to outward appearance there seemed but little hope for life, there have come to me the words, I shall not die, but live to declare the words of the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 17. You have duties to the church and messages from God to those who are in danger and working contrary to His will. I have suffered, but my faith in God's love is strong. Be of good courage, all of you, in the Lord. Mother.